Welcome back, everybody, to the Deep Dive. This time, we're going kind of far afield, I think, for us at least, into the world of art and photography.
Sounds intriguing already.
Yeah, I think you like this one. Today we're exploring the work of Stephen Paul Young.
Okay.
He's a UK-based photographer who seems to be connecting landscape photography, art, and mental well-being in a way that I think is really, really cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we'll be taking a look at his blog, also his online store. But yeah, what really struck me is that he doesn't seem to be simply selling photographs. It's like he's really crafting an entire experience around them.
That's a really great observation, and it actually ties into, I think, a broader movement in art, even therapy. We're seeing a lot more of this emphasis on the therapeutic benefits of connecting with nature through art. So yeah, it's very timely.
Yeah, I thought so too. And so his website, I was looking through it the other day. He has this tagline that really caught my eye. It says, "What you see in my body of images is not what you will see by visiting those same locations. It is what you will see by visiting me."
Ooh.
I know, right?
That's a bold statement.
It is. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's almost like a challenge. What do you make of that?
It definitely makes you think, doesn't it? I think what he's suggesting is that for him, the landscapes he captures are just the starting point. It's an invitation for us to see beyond that surface, to experience these places through his eyes, really, through the lens of his own vision and emotional response. Almost like he's saying, yeah, his photographs are less about the locations and more about the feelings they evoke in him.
It's like we're invited to step into his perspective, to see the world through his eyes.
Exactly.
And speaking of perspective, his blog kind of gives us even more of that insight into his process.
Okay.
I was looking through some of his recent posts, and just the range of topics is pretty
Oh,
impressive.
wow.
He's got Discovering Ashford Hill Nature Reserve, A Photographer's Year of Adventures, Build Your Own Twin Lens Reflex Camera, A Journey into Film Photography, and even Welcome to My Wall Art Shop for Canvas Framed and Metal Prints and more.
Wow, that's quite a range.
It is. He clearly has a deep passion for both the technical and the artistic sides of photography.
Yeah, what's interesting to me is how he uses his blog to connect with his audience in a way that goes beyond just, giving them technical instructions. He's sharing personal anecdotes, reflections on his creative journey, even moments of self-doubt. It's this vulnerability, I think, that really resonates and makes his work feel so relatable.
That's a good point. It is like we're on this journey of discovery alongside him, both in the landscapes he's photographing and in his own evolution as an artist.
Yeah.
And this whole idea of this journey, it seems to extend to his published work as well.
How so?
Well, take, for example, the title of one of his books, Towpath Reflections: Positive Affirmations and Photographs from Aldermaston Wharf, A Journey of Positive Thoughts and Scenic Walks Along the Kennet and Avon Canal, England.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
But he's not shying away from these themes of personal growth and mindfulness directly in his photography.
You're absolutely right. That title is certainly telling. It does suggest that for him, photography isn't just about capturing a moment in time.
Right.
He's using the entire process as a tool for introspection, for connecting with nature on a deeper level, and for cultivating a more positive outlook.
It seems like a very deliberate approach.
It does, yeah.
Now, all of this brings us to his online store. It is incredibly well stocked, wouldn't you say?
I haven't actually had a chance to look at it. What's he got?
Oh man, he's got everything from canvas prints to framed prints, metal prints. There's even a print called Abstract Potting Shed Window, and it's available in multiple sizes and styles.
Fantastic.
I'm telling you, he's not just a talented photographer, he's a savvy entrepreneur. I think you've hit on something crucial there. Young's entrepreneurial spirit really is in line with his message of accessibility. By offering his work in such a diverse range of formats and price points, he's making it possible for a wider audience to experience the benefits of having this nature-inspired art in their homes.
And he doesn't stop there. He also really encourages people to engage with his work and with each other.
Oh, how so?
Well, did you notice how he has these calls to action all over his site that encourage people to leave Google reviews?
I didn't, but that's really interesting.
Yeah.
That speaks volumes about his desire to build a community around his art.
Yeah.
He's not interested in just selling prints. He wants to create a dialogue, a space for shared experiences and perspectives. It's like he sees appreciating art as something communal.
not just a solitary activity.
Right.
So we have this artist who is creating work that seems to be so deeply intertwined with this idea of mental well-being.
Right.
And he's actively trying to make it accessible and foster a sense of community around it.
Yeah, that's a great summary of what we've seen so far. Now, the question is, how does he actually pull this off?
Right.
What are the specific elements in his photography that actually make it so effective at promoting this sense of peace and well-being?
I like that question a lot, and it's one we will definitely explore in depth after a quick word from our sponsors. So we were talking about how Stephen Paul Young seems to create these photographs that just evoke a sense of calm and well-being.
Yeah.
But how does he do it? Is it just the subject matter, nature, or is there something more at play here?
I think it's definitely more nuanced than just, you know, pointing a camera at a pretty landscape.
Right.
There's a real artistry to it. For example, his choice to primarily use a twin lens reflex camera is significant.
Mm.
It's a much slower, more contemplative way of shooting.
Okay.
Forces you to be more present in the moment.
Makes sense. It's not the kind of camera you would use for, you know, fast-paced action shots.
Yeah.
It seems more suited to capturing stillness and detail, which really does seem to align with his message of mindfulness.
Absolutely. And then there's his use of light and composition.
Okay.
You'll notice many of his photographs have this soft, almost ethereal quality to them.
I have, yeah.
He tends to favor natural light and muted tones, which create a sense of tranquility and invite the viewer to slow down and absorb the details.
Hmm. It's like he's inviting us to shift our focus from like the hustle and bustle of life to the subtle beauty that we often miss.
Yeah, yeah.
It reminds me of that print we were talking about earlier, the abstract potting shed window.
Right.
I mean, it's not a grand landscape or anything, but the way he captures that light filtering through the window panes just transforms it into something almost magical.
It's a perfect example. He's got this knack for finding the extraordinary in the ordinary. And that's a key part of his appeal, I think.
Mm.
And then, of course, there's the element of mindfulness that he brings in through those positive affirmations.
Yeah, those affirmations in his book really did stand out to me. It's not something you typically see in a photography book. How do you think they contribute to the whole experience?
I think they act as a sort of gentle prompt, encouraging us to not just look at the image, but engage with it personally.
Okay.
Like he's guiding us toward a more introspective way of looking at things.
So it's not just about admiring the photograph.
No.
You're using it as a jumping off point for self-reflection and personal growth. It's almost like visual meditation in a way.
Precisely. And this is where I think Jung's approach goes beyond just, you know, taking pretty pictures.
Yeah.
He's creating an experience, one that encourages us to connect with nature, ourselves.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I think, with a sense of peace and well-being.
And it seems like he's really intentional about making this accessible to as many people as possible.
Yes.
We talked about the different prints he offers in his shop, but he also really engages with his audience online, inviting feedback and just encouraging that conversation.
You know, that's such an important point. By fostering this sense of community around his art, he's amplifying its potential impact.
Hmm.
I mean, it's one thing to experience the beauty of his work individually.
Right.
But it's another to share that experience, to discuss its meaning, to find common ground in his message of peace and connection.
It's like he's creating a ripple effect, spreading this message outward.
Yes, exactly.
So far, we've really been focusing on, you know, the positive aspects of Jung's work.
Yeah.
But are there any drawbacks or limitations to this approach? Could it be seen as overly sentimental or maybe too simplistic?
Yeah, it's possible that some viewers might find his work, you know, overly sentimental or lacking an edge.
Right.
But, you know, art is subjective. Hmm. What speaks to one person might not connect with another.
Right. And Jung's approach is not like a one-size-fits-all solution to all of life's problems.
Of course not.
It's more about just offering a different perspective, yeah. A way to reconnect with that simple beauty of the natural world and find a moment of peace in all the chaos.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if his work inspires even a handful of people to, you know, slow down, appreciate their surroundings, and cultivate a more mindful approach to life.
Yeah.
I think he's achieved something truly meaningful.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, we spent this deep dive exploring the work of Stephen Paul Young,
yeah.
This photographer who's really found this unique way to connect art, nature, and mental well-being.
It has been fascinating.
It really has. And, you know, we've unpacked his approach from the equipment he uses to the way he uses light, composition, even those positive affirmations to create an experience that goes beyond just looking at a pretty picture.
And his choice of subject matter, of course.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it's clear he's not simply trying to, you know, capture a pretty scene.
Right.
He wants us to engage with nature on a deeper level.
Yeah, find those moments of peace and reflection in the everyday.
Exactly. And he does it in such an intentional way.
Yeah.
But also in a way that feels very accessible, you know?
It really does, yeah.
It's not like he's preaching from an artistic ivory tower.
So not at all.
He's sharing his journey.
Inviting feedback.
Yeah. And he's building a community around his work.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what do you think are the most valuable takeaways for our listeners?
That's a great question.
What can they glean from his approach, even if they're not photographers themselves?
I think the biggest takeaway is that nature is a powerful resource for our well-being. You know, we get so caught up in our busy lives that we forget to slow down.
Absolutely.
And just appreciate the beauty that's all around us.
Right. And it's not just about, you know, passively observing nature either.
No, it's about engaging with it.
Yeah, whether that's through photography or gardening.
Hiking. Or even just sitting in a park and taking it all in.
Yeah, and I think another key takeaway is that art can be a powerful tool for personal growth.
Absolutely.
You know, and for mindfulness.
Yeah.
Jung's work shows us that art doesn't have to be this esoteric, inaccessible thing.
Right.
It can be a source of comfort.
Inspiration.
Even healing.
Yeah. I love his use of positive affirmations with his photography.
Oh, yeah, me too.
It's like he's reminding us to be more mindful and focus on the positive.
And find that beauty in unexpected places.
Yeah, exactly. And finally, I think Jung's focus on community reminds us that we don't have to do this alone.
That's a good point.
Sharing our experiences, whether through art or conversation, or just spending time with loved ones in nature.
Yeah.
Can really help us create a more supportive world.
So much of what he does seems to be about fostering those connections.
It really is.
Both with ourselves and with each other.
Yeah.
Well, we've only just scratched the surface of Stephen Paul Jung's work today.
We have.
But hopefully it sparked some curiosity.
Yeah.
And inspired you to check out his photography and his blog.
His books.
And his books, yes.
And maybe even more importantly, to step outside and breathe in some fresh air.
Yes.
And find your own way to connect with nature.
I think that's the perfect note to end on.
I agree.
Thanks for joining us on the deep dive, everybody.
We'll see you next time.